Welcome to the Goddess Unleashed podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Shaw. And for those first-time listeners, I am a licensed psychotherapist, coach, mentor, entrepreneur, and relationship manifestation expert. This podcast is dedicated to helping women worldwide step into their power, create a life by their own design, and experience love like never before. Here, we will spill the tea on all the juiciest topics to include men, manifestation, spirituality, mindset, life fulfillment, and self-love. So grab a glass of wine or coffee if you prefer, and join me as we unleash our greatest selves and begin creating lives without limits. Hello out there. Welcome to episode 2 of the Goddess Unleashed podcast. Today, we will be covering all things manifestation. What the heck is manifestation and why do you even care? Why should you care? Well, manifestation is simply the process you can use to bring a theoretical idea, an idea that you might have in your imagination, and bring it out of your imagination and into the physical world, into your physical experience. Now, a lot of times people might think that is just crazy. That doesn't even sound plausible. That's some kind of fantasy made up-ish that I don't have time for. And if that's you, or maybe you might be in the camp that you've never really thought about manifestation, either way, I really want you to listen up. Whether you realize it or not, you are participating in manifestation every single day. You are participating as one, the manifester, and as two, basically just participating in other people's manifestations. I know that sounds a little bit weird, but I want you to bear with me here. Everything that you see around you, and I do mean everything, came from someone's mind. Now, I really want you to let that digest for a minute. Every single thing that you see around you, your plates, I don't know where you're at, but if you're in the kitchen, your plates, the silverware, you know, all the appliances, the electricity when you flip a switch. Thank you, Benjamin Franklin. Everything, the car that you get into, the bus you might ride on, the bicycle that you might exercise on, the treadmill, everything that you see came from somebody's mind. Now, how freaking amazing is that? Someone had an idea. They brought it out of their mind into the physical world by creating it. And they may not even have known at that point what their idea, what would follow their idea, or what would build upon their idea, or how their idea would change history. You know, it's really, really amazing. And so when people, I come across people that are kind of weirded out by the idea of manifestation, I say, but really, is it really that odd? Is it really that strange? I mean, look at all the common conveniences we have, our smartphones and our computers, and me being able to even record this podcast. So for me, that's evidence why manifestation is real and why manifestation works. So today, what I'm going to do is cover the steps that I use for manifesting quickly and efficiently, and cover all of the key concepts that you need to grasp so that you can do the same. All right, now let's begin. Before I go deeper into the process of manifesting, I want to say this. We are all manifesting every minute of every day, and you get to decide what you are manifesting. You get to decide, am I creating positive experiences? Am I creating situations, thoughts, feelings that support me in my growth and the achievement of my goals? Or am I creating situations, feelings, thoughts, experiences that are not supporting me and that are making me feel like crap and are taking me farther away from the things that I want? Because the bottom line is that we all have the power of creation, and we are creating whether we realize it or not. And it's up to you to become truly intentional about what it is that you're creating for yourself. What kinds of experiences are you creating for yourself? And is that something that you want to continue? Now, only you know the answers to those questions. But as we go through this process that I'm going to be outlining, I want you to keep that in the back of your mind. And now for step one in the manifestation process, there's going to be 5 steps that I'm going to cover today. And the first step in this process is to simply ask. I love that saying, closed mouths don't get fed. You have to let the universe know what it is that you want. And what's interesting about this is the minute that you ask, it is given. It is given. By the way, that's a wonderful book that you can read by Abraham Hicks, Abraham and Jerry Hicks, if you want to delve more into the law of attraction and the process of manifesting. But it is true. So the moment that you ask, you've created the vibration of that thing. You haven't yet brought it out into the physical experience, but you've created the vibration for it. And now it's just your job to catch up to that vibration so that it can present in your physical reality. Now, this is probably my most favorite step of the process, because it's in this step that you can realize the value of unwanted experiences. So basically, that just means that you can realize the value and you can start to see those experiences that you might have had in your life that were really crappy, the relationships that didn't go the way you wanted to, other experiences in your life that might have left you floundering and upset and confused and frustrated. Basically, all the crap that you just didn't want to happen. Now, that can create a great environment for a desire to be born, for a wish to be born, for you to ask for what it is that you want. You know, when you experience things that you don't want, you automatically know what you want, right? When someone is rude, you want more kindness. When someone is hateful, you want more love. When someone is frustrated, you want more peace. Those are things that are just automatically known. And I find it so fascinating and wonderful because you can start to reframe those experiences that you've had, the negative ones and the ones that didn't turn out the way you wanted to, into something positive. You can use those to have clarity for what it is that you do want. Now, I get this question a lot. It's like, how do you ask? Well, you just make it known. Your conscious mind, you make it known. You can pray. You can journal. Basically, you're putting it out there. I want this thing. I want X. When you're in a bad relationship, you want a good one. When you're with someone that lies, you want someone who's honest. When you're with somebody who doesn't commit, you want commitment. So use those experiences that you've had to gain clarity on what it is that you want. And something that I really thought was cool about this step in the process is, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I was brought up in the church and I was brought up on the Bible. And I often see some wonderful parallels between scriptures and between, you know, the universal laws and law of attraction and manifesting and just the way that we can improve our lives and the power that we have to do so. And I believe it's in Matthew. I'm not sure the verse, but I know it says, ask and it shall be given to you. And so I think that's really great. So if you're somebody that reads the Bible and takes a lot of encouragement and strength in that, like go see that there and like be encouraged. So this first step is to simply ask. The second step in this process is realize your power. Now, during this step, this is where you become aware of and turned on to the fact that you have been blocking your desires with negative beliefs and with a story that does not support your success. Now, as you become aware of these negative beliefs, this is the step where you begin unlearning these thinking patterns. You shift and reframe these ideas into a story that supports you, into a story that you can stand on and draw strength from, and you begin to use it as evidence as to why this is going to work. as to why you deserve what you want. You use this as evidence to support the ask that you made back in step one and start to get behind it energetically. Start to really believe that it's possible. And this is where you eventually can get to the realization that you know without a doubt that it is yours and that it is happening. And that brings us to step three. And this is what I like to call it is done. This is the step where you start ramping up that belief that you started cultivating in process two. This is where you start ramping up the belief and the assuredness that what you want is going to be yours. This is where you can develop an affirmative ritual, which I like to do. It's a daily practice that basically shores up your belief system that really gives you the confidence as you go throughout your day. That can be in the form of mantras. That could be in the form of, one of my favorites is journaling. That could be in the form of meditation. It's really just engaging in a practice every single day on a consistent manner in which you can really tap into that energy of it is done. It is not something that I have to worry about. It is not something that I have to sit here and think over and analyze to death and worry that it's not going to come true, because I know that it is happening. I know that I've asked. I know that I've gotten behind it energetically, and I know that it is done. The fourth step is as if. This is where you begin to support your growing confidence with your actions. This is a really important step because this is where you really come into alignment with your desire through what you're doing and what you're thinking. And this is really going to bring that desire into your physical experience very quickly. So for instance, if you've expressed a desire for a relationship and you currently don't have one, but you believe, you've asked, you've put it out there into the universe that you want this relationship, you began realizing your power in step two by coming into insight surrounding some limiting beliefs you might have about love. You've reframed those ideas and you have begun to support your desire with your energetic response because you've shifted some of those beliefs into knowing that it's possible. As you've increased those beliefs in step three, developed your affirmative ritual, whether that's journaling or through a mantra or mantra, however you say it, that's where you really begin to know that it is done. So your actions now support that desire. And you act as if. You act as if it is done. So if you know that you want a relationship, you begin to say no and set boundaries with other people who you might interact with who don't want a relationship, right? Maybe a time in the past you might have entertained them, or you might have thought, well, you know, it's better to have somebody than no one. And we now know that that's not true, because why have anything other than what you want? And since you can have what you want, there's no point in time engaging other people that aren't on the same page as you, right? And this comes with all things, not just relationships, but in life. So if you've asked for something, you believe that it is done, you've gotten behind it energetically, this is where you support that belief and you support your own success through your actions. This is where discipline comes into play. This is where my favorite word, which is no, comes into play. This is where boundaries come into play. And this is where you really take stock of how bad is it that you want this thing? Because what are you willing to do for it? Are you willing to set boundaries? Are you willing to say no? Are you willing to say no to old thoughts that might creep in? Are you willing to say no to people that don't support your vision? Are you willing to say no to experiences that aren't in alignment with what it is that you want? And when you really get clear and when you really get a hold and you master this action phase, you will be surprised at how fast what you want shows up. And it's during this phase that you get into alignment through your actions, but you'll also start to receive inspired action and intuition and nudges from your intuition about what you should do and what things you should be engaging in and what avenues that you should go down. This is where it starts feeling fun, where it starts to feel like an adventure, and when you really just know that everything is going to be okay. And the final step in my manifestation process is to open your heart and receive. This is a step where you finally get what it is that you've asked for. You experience so much gratitude because you finally understand that the universe always has your back, that God is always looking out for you, and He would never put a desire upon your heart that isn't meant for you. This is where you can relax and be pleasantly surprised at what shows up. Because what you'll find is that the universe often delivers more than you could have ever dreamed for. So sit back, relax, and be surprised. In recap, episode 2 covered my 5 steps to manifest love and anything else you want in life. Step 1, ask. Step 2, realize your power. Step 3, it is done. Step 4, as if. Step 5, open your heart and receive. Thank you so much for joining us on today's episode. If you loved what you heard, please be sure to drop me a comment or review and share with your friends. If you haven't already, come join the rest of us goddesses on Instagram at _goddessunleashed, or you can come hang with us in our private Facebook group, www.facebook.com/groups/goddessunleashed. I can't wait to have you on the next episode. And until then, remember, as you go about your day, doing the day-to-day routine, you are a motherfucking goddess.